and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is a pretty heavy-duty one. It's called Batman Rises in the Colorado Shootings. Hollywood should be ashamed. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to the BruceAllen.com website, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and there'll be a drop-down menu, and all sorts of goodies are there for your perusal. Today, we have regular guest Wayne Levine for the men's room, regular guest Pastor Drew Sams for teen rap, and very special guest Gina Schreck, who will be joining us for the women's room and also is co-hosting Dad Chat tonight, Thursday. So for those of you listening live, you will hear Gina directly. And for those of you listening on a weekend time slot on my other stations, you can certainly find the transcript on BruceAllen.com in the Dad Chat area. And you can join Dad Chat every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. You may follow me, and please, I invite you to follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and I also invite you to like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And finally, another order of business is to stay in the loop and get my newsletter by going to the homepage at BruceAllen.com, and you sign up, you get a once-a-week email, and nothing more, no spam, no bothers, no sales offers, no seminar offers, you just get good, hopeful information. The new Because I Said comic strip is a somber one because I've been in a somber mood ever since the disaster that we heard about last weekend in Colorado. And the comic strip is not a comic this time. It's artistically looks like one, but it is called Dad Reflects on the Colorado Shootings. And I invite you to take a look. It also actually covers the same topic we'll be talking about on the radio show today, which is how much, if any, should we hold the media responsible for what is going on, the state of affairs, as for our kids? Having come from Hollywood 25 years, I assert that we are greatly influenced by what we see, and our kids even more so. This particular column has gotten more comments than almost any other column of mine, with the only exception I can think of when I wrote a rant against the Occupy Wall Street movement. This one has already garnered over 150 comments, and I would love my listeners to enter the debate. I would say 50-60% are supportive, and another 40% are very accusatory of me, and many of them appear to be people that just responded to the title of the column and obviously did not read it, because I did choose a provocative title, but I do not explicitly blame Hollywood. I just ask some questions, and in no way do I blame the Dark Knight Rises for this particular madman, mad or otherwise. I'd like to think that you're crazy if you do something that evil, but you can be perfectly sane and evil, I suppose. But I don't ascribe anything directly to the Batman movies for this man's horrible crimes. But I do wonder if the proliferation of violence in our media, not only in video games, but in music, and even on news, and certainly on television and in films that are R-rated and even PG-13, I have a hard time believing it will not desensitize us as human beings, and especially our children. And too many children are left unsupervised on their computers with access to all sorts of imagery that, at the very least, is unsettling, and the very worst is disturbing, and at the very totally worst, possibly impacts their mental health and choices they make. And I would assert that is true, and I don't think you need a study to prove that. You just need to have common sense. So that's what we'll talk about, and I would bet just about anything that Wayne Levine will disagree with me, and Pastor Drew will agree with me, and I don't know what Gina Schreck will say, but we'll find out. In the meantime, let's see what life lesson is on store for us. Are you ready, Richard?
You got to action to weigh the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Everybody hurts. It's a great R.E.M. song. Here are some lyrics from it. Take comfort in your friends. Everybody hurts. Don't throw your hand. Oh, no. Don't throw your hand. If you feel like you're alone, no, you are not alone. Empathy is a gift from God. Empathy gives you the choice to try and understand another person's hurts, feelings, and emotions. Empathy is a good thing. I challenge you to look a bit closer at those you see who might need a helping hand. I challenge you to step out of your own worries and problems, as large or small as they may be, and direct your energy towards helping others and really seeing others. They may need you. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Wow. You know, we don't choose the life lessons. They're just played in numerical order. We have 52 of them, so we have a year's worth. And I have found repeatedly that the timing of a particular life lesson often relates to the topic at hand, and I think this one is more evidence of that. I don't believe God works in ways we understand, nor do I believe that God intrudes on minor events in life, such as what life lesson I might be playing, but it's hard not to think that there's some providence involved to have a life lesson about empathy when we're talking about all those who suffered at the hands of the Colorado shooter. I do not like to give names to evil people. When they're as big and evil as a Hitler, of course you must, for history's sake. But when they are ultimately as forgetful as this man who caused such horror and tragedy in Colorado, I think his name should just be forgotten. So that is why you won't hear me mention his name. I'll just call him the crazy person, the evil killer, whatever you want. But his name deserves no recognition and no glorification. On a happier topic, there are two new I'm Not That Dad vlogs. Every now and then I just get video happy, and these are much happier than the other output this week and the topic this week. One is called That's My Boy, and it shows my son doing a drum solo in his goodbye performance with his band called Refrain. He's mighty talented, and I am taking him off to the Berklee College of Music next month on a L.A. to Boston drive, which is sponsored by Ford, and you'll hear more about that later. And it's about a minute and a half, and you will see some pretty extraordinary talent, especially when you realize when you watch it that it was totally done on an improv basis with little or no rehearsal. And then finally, I attended the Happy Together Tour reunion concert, and I filmed a lot of it, especially the last 10 minutes when the Turtles brought on stage their co-stars, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, the Grassroots, the Buckinghams, and Gary Puckett. And in the 10 minutes of that little clip on my I'm Not That Dad vlog, you get to hear the best of all those groups, especially the song Happy Together. I have upcoming blogs from concerts such as Kenny Loggins, Dream Theater, Tenacious D, Willie Nelson, and from the musical Million Dollar Quartet. So I'm calling them the concert series. Again, tonight's Dad Chat is about how to talk to our kids about tragedies such as the Colorado shootings or those that are immediate to our families when a loved one dies. I was very young when my brother died, and my parents did not really know how to handle it, and it affected me. And I don't believe they did anything wrong. They just did not know what was appropriate to a five-year-old at the time. And I suffered with a lot of pain and questions for many, many years as a result of that. So this is a very important discussion. By the way, should you care to sponsor the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View, you can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. So, Richard, are we almost out of time for this segment?
Yes, we are.
All right, well, let's we'll be back for the men's room with Wayne Levine. Stay tuned.